Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Amazing surprise awaits you as we begin this hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, that's DJV. Jennifer Horn is here, and I'm here in Los Angeles. Victoria is off until Monday, so our focus with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington is on your destiny. What's your destination? Where are you going this weekend? Where are you going this month? Where are you going this year? I'm sure many of you are still reviewing what your options are as we get started. Kind of a cool thing. The reality of new laws taking effect. I don't know that we've talked about this, Jennifer. This has been the subject of some discussion here, there, and many places, actually. The new law that increases the robocall fine to $10,000. It's called the TRACE Act. Government,
they'll still come in. They'll find
telephone
a way
robocall
it.
Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act. Well, but how can we? I want to know. Because I get these calls all the time.
All the time.
I want to know how I report them. I want to know. I want to get these people. I want to get them to pay a $10,000 fine and have this over with.
There so really should be some kind of number when you get, because you know they all come in from some weird number. And
yeah.
It would be smart if you could report them, but now with Google Phone and everything, it'd probably even be hard to track that, even if people turn them in. Yeah. I don't know. I usually just wait and talk to them and scream at them, and then once you scream at them, they stop calling usually.
Oh, really? I've told them to go F off, and they keep calling.
Me too. Different groups. It's so interesting. Like your Social Security card has been hacked. That's a big one lately.
I don't know. And who believes that? If you're dumb enough to believe, they don't do that. That's not how the government will never call you and say, you haven't paid your taxes. it's not going to happen, boys and girls. Not going to happen. All right. Now, the other thing that is sort of on the counter side of this is this focus on all of our spam, the privacy emails. You're getting a lot of those. You've updated. This comes out. We've updated our privacy notice to provide additional transparency on our information practices as well as to comply with the California Consumer Privacy Act. So that's for real, right?
Yeah, that's for real.
That's for real. Yeah.
That's a new law that went into effect on January 1st in California, where anybody in the state is now legally required to find out where companies are selling their information and if they're selling their information and what information they're selling. So I know for sure when I went onto Instagram for the first time in the new year, there was an update to the policy that you could click on and it would show you who they were selling information to and if you wanted to opt out of that. I think that's a good thing for internet privacy. I mean, it hurts business a bit because you're not able to, you know, allow these people to sell stuff, but yeah. This is your information and you should be able to decide what you want out there and what you don't. There's a lot of people who assume anonymity when they sign up for things. They don't read all the fine print. They don't realize what these tech companies are doing with all their information.
Mm-hmm. Too much information, frankly. Way too much. So I was thinking about your father who is being examined in one of the local...
He's having his head examined.
Right. Well, we all need to go through that from time to time. And I'm wondering about the nurses. You said there was a horrible wait. One of the things that's going on, a couple of medical things. The flu has hit certain parts of the country very hard over the Christmas New Year holiday. A lot of other parts of the country are getting whacked. There's another new strain. And I wonder whether I had it when I was sick that one morning that I wasn't here.
I know. You were really sick, too. You were throwing up as well, right?
Yeah. And I haven't thrown up for years. And so,
I know. See, that's like my dad never throws up, ever. Yeah. I mean, it's not usual for him at all.
I wonder if he's just got a bad case of the flu. He got a vertigo and stuff like that.
So it's not the real, that's what they're checking on, because it's not the real flu, because they do the swab test. But there are other strains of viruses that get in and just...
Oh, yeah.
get you. And until they start, you know, they just rule things out, rule things out, rule things out until they finally do it. The other thing is that people, you know, you can get these little ear crystals, which build up. My mom has them, and it's genetic. And you can just, when you move your head the wrong way, sometimes these things fall into the wrong place, and you're spinning for days. So there's lots of stuff. But we have a great hospital near us, and we went to that hospital, and it was packed. I mean, packed. I've never seen it like that. And everybody's sitting around hacking, coughing, looking like they just want to exit the planet, wearing the masks. It was nasty. And then once we actually got into the hospital room, or into the emergency room where they were able to actually, like, put him in, we waited for probably an hour and a half, finally got him into a room. I went out to go to the bathroom and to get a bottle of water, and that, I mean, you want to talk about the nighttime crowd at that place? Mm. Holy smokes. Yeah. People were yelling, and we've been waiting for 3 hours because they just didn't have beds inside. I felt sorry for the nurses. There was just no, they were out of space,
well,
really.
There's a real problem with nurses and nursing. Now, a lot of people don't realize this. More and more nurses, I saw a report over the weekend, and I sort of put it aside to talk about with regard to how we are being treated. The working conditions for nurses, they're just burning out. There's a survey that has been done by one of the big healthcare outfits. 22% of nurses hold more than one job as a nurse. That is, they work 5 days in one place and 2 days in another, or they'll take double shifts, that sort of thing. 37% of the nurses say they're doing so because they have to financially, but it certainly affects the quality of life, yes. Survey finds 27% of nurses have witnessed workplace violence. 41% have been victims of bullying, and 63% of nurses say their organization didn't address the situation, the incivility from patients, the workplace violence, that sort of thing, at all. So as a result of that,
see, and I actually think it's because people are not using their doctors anymore.
No, they go
to
the ER.
The emergency room becomes the doctor, and the hospitals then become. So what you could be doing is filtering through to your regular doctor, letting their nursing staff help you. But then when you get to the hospital and there's just no beds, and people are yelling, and the nursing staff is getting overworked, and they feel like they can't leave at shift time, that's causing the big problem. I think it's that stress on hospitals.
Well, the hospitals don't seem to, now they're all for profit, which is okay, except that in certain, like this circumstance, 52% of nurses say that the nurse shortage has grown worse over the past 5 years. There are 3 million registered nurses in America. I know my alma mater has a new nursing program. A lot of colleges have 4-year programs now for nurses because it's, as a profession, one of the fastest growing in the country. The economic expansion, more money for consumers to spend on health care, so they're doing it, and the nursing shortage has been exacerbated. So I know a lot of, in the case of a couple of doctors I go to, they have nurse practitioners on staff. Now, those are better jobs than working in hospitals. Most of them that you see portrayed on the television shows, you see those jobs, the nurses, and I think that there's a certain amount of legitimacy to the fact that nurses are doing more of the caretaking, the actual caretaking, and some of the research than the doctors are.
Yeah.
So how do we continue that story?
They're definitely the face that you see a lot more than you do when you're in that hospital.
Yep, exactly. All right, and I want to talk about our health and well-being. A lot of people are joining gyms now as we begin the new year, trying to lose weight, et cetera, et cetera. I hope I can give you a few tips on what to do or what to think about, because I've been looking around here in Los Angeles for a new place, and I will give you some of my experience after a word or two here on the DJV Show.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. and copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I want to bring you up to date on, as most of you know, Jennifer, you know how serious I am about my physical fitness. And when I'm in Los Angeles in the wintertime, I really, on the farm, I don't really have to worry about it too much because I get plenty of exercise. But this is a different time of year and a different focus. I'm more focused on how I hold my body together. So I'm now looking around at the gyms. I've gone to the Y. I like the Y, but I don't like a lot of people. I'm trying to sort of focus on me and being not around lots of people. So if you're like me, then you get serious. You look at the fine print. You negotiate a little bit. That's what I found. If you're going to a gym, well, the first thing is, if you're really serious, good. If you aren't, then why bother? It's really amazing. I saw a focus on fitness on one of the social networks, and it says that people who join the gym January 1st are likely to abandon their fitness goals by January 17th.
It's the absolute truth. I told you I work in a building that shares a parking lot with the Equinox Gym, which is not cheap, by the way, for people who join that.
Right.
And literally, it will start. It was okay yesterday, but it'll start Monday, and it will go for about 2 weeks, and then it'll drop off again. It's like clockwork. Every year I've noticed this. It's so funny.
Planet Fitness has 1,800 locations in the United States. They have a $10 monthly fee for membership. No commitment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The warning, however, is you have to sign up for something that then costs $22.99 a month if you don't cancel it. That kind of, so I'm saying, look at the fine print on the contract. There are a lot of people and law offices that are looking at some of these things, because they're really, some of these gyms are just scurrilous in what they do, because they know that people are not. They're going to come in, they're going to grab you for a year, and you're going to be gone in a week.
Yep. But you can sign up and save money and commit to the year now.
Right, yeah, exactly. Don't let yourself, don't even go to a place, even if you're serious, and where you can't cancel. I would say that would be what I've learned. You've got to be able to cancel to get out when you want to get out. So there you go. Word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Style of Billie Eilish. Talk about her a lot lately. Apparently, she's made quite an impact on the fashion world, Jennifer, as well. She not only has a lot of teenagers who are copying her look, but she's used her platform to bring more attention to certain environmental issues. Her latest project merges both of her spirits seemingly very well. Starting the new year with a bang, she's teamed up with H&M. to launch a new affordable Billie Eilish merchandise line. How old is she?
She's young, isn't she, Kara?
Yeah,
in her 20s?
She's what, like 18, 19?
Yeah.
Very young, yeah.
Yeah. Is she really that good? We're seemingly talking about her all the time out of nowhere.
All the time. Yep, she's a big deal now.
She has the trademark bright green, makes an appearance in this collection of clothing. The cream colors, blacks. So they're oversized T-shirts that are being sold, sweaters, hoodies, sweatshirt dresses. What's a sweatshirt dress?
It's a dress made out of sweatshirt material. Sometimes they have hoodies in the back, but it's,
really?
You know, she's got a really kind of dark, I don't know, what is it? I would say she's kind of gothic, don't you think? Except she brings in a lot of bright colors, so I guess that doesn't count. But she's kind
it's an interesting style, and she wears just a lot of really baggy, kind of like matching sets, like really baggy sweatshirts and pants. It's not personally my style, but it's kind of cool. It'll be interesting to see it at H&M because I don't normally think of that as H&M style either.
No,
more tighter and trendy clothes, I would think.
Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes have released merchandise through H&M before. Billie is the first to make a pointed effort to make her collection sustainably sourced. So that's good. That'll get her some points. This isn't her only effort to go green either. Before her debut performance on SNL in September, she teamed up with Woody Harrelson to deliver a message about climate change, posting a video to her Instagram. She also made an effort to make her upcoming world tour more sustainable, asking for help from experts to figure out how to make the experience as earth-friendly as possible for her and the audience. So, by the way, the new collection of Billie Eilish merchandise available now at H&M through the H&M website as well. H&M, where are their H&M stores? I don't know.
Everywhere.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's international. They're all over the East Coast. I'm assuming they're all of the West Coast.
Are they specialty stores mostly in malls? I don't know.
They have malls. They have a lot of standalone ones, too.
Do they?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite stores. I get like half of my clothes from there. It's kind of fast fashion, but I think it's fairly inexpensive.
It's good prices.
If you want to get something that's relatively trendy but you don't want to pay a ton of money for it, then it's a good place to go. And they have a whole line of sustainability clothes. So you can take old clothes that you have, they'll recycle all of them and reuse them to make new clothes, which is kind of cool.
Huh. Okay, good. Next up, musically, Oscar-nominated actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld, ringing in the new year with some new music. Her latest song is called Wrong Direction. That's what you're listening to in the background here. New track, kind of an emotional ballad, addressing a past relationship she had, with her reflecting on how it's so gut-wrenching to fall in the wrong direction. Rumor is the song was written about her ex-boyfriend, Niall Horan, who was a member of One Direction before launching his own career. What do we know about him? Anything?
He was the one that left, wasn't he, Kara?
No, that was Zayn. Niall Horan is, he's the Irish one. He's pretty nice, and so it's kind of, he comes off as a nice guy, and so it's kind of interesting, because apparently the song makes it sound like he cheated on her, so.
Juicy. Yeah. All right, Hailee hasn't said yet if the track is part of a full album, or if it's just a single one-off thing. So the new song, Wrong Direction, for Hailee Steinfeld, here at 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week that the Trump administration has changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
Trying to contain them. We developed a strategy as a diplomatic strategy, as an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
He says the strategy was reflected in last week's U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Qasem Soleimani. Pompeo also said that in the event that Iran retaliates against America for the killing, the U.S. would then strike only lawful targets in Iran. President Trump tweeted on Saturday night that the U.S. has 52 Iranian targets in its sight and would strike if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
So it's 34 after the hour here on the DJE program. I think it's time for us to move on from all the 2019 focus and all of the year in reviews. And come on, let's look ahead. Let's get into the now and look ahead. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And a couple of serious things that we want to get to. But I thought, and this is serious, but it's so nice. It's so warm. It's so fuzzy. It's one of those things that this program is known for, telling stories like the story of this guy who rode a fellow named Kevin Esch, E-S-C-H, who was a passenger in LaTonya Young's Uber car. She was driving an Uber car while she was finishing her degree at Georgia State University. And so she picked up this guy, and he was in her car for 20 minutes. And as a result of that, she was talking about finishing school. He talked to her about what she was doing and why she was driving an Uber car. And she said, well, because I'm trying to get enough money to finish, but I don't have, she said, I'm short $700, and I don't really know if I'm going to be able to graduate or not. Well, so you figured out the rest of the story by now. His fellow Kevin Esch got in touch with Georgia State, sent him a check for $700, to release the financial hold that had prevented Ms. Young from getting into school and for finishing. And so That's the story. Plain and simple.
I love that ride.
And of course, it's fabulous. Just fabulous. God bless her. God bless him. It's neat. It's good, good, good. So, Jennifer, I'm trying to figure out, is anybody actually addressing the superficial side of probably the biggest story as the week comes to a close, or as we enter next week, the biggest story is this Iranian military general who was a senior in command, one of the most powerful figures not only in Iran but all over the Middle East. Mm-hmm. He was killed in an airstrike at the airport in Baghdad at the direction of the president. So this is pretty strong stuff when you get right down to the bottom line when it comes to Iran. And
this is a guy who is part of the most extreme of the extremes.
What the hell is he doing in Iraq? Why was he in Iraq to begin with?
What people aren't talking about is that Iran has taken over something called the Green Zone in Iraq, and he was there occupying the United States Embassy. They attacked the embassy. They attacked sovereign. I mean, this is our American soil, essentially, for all intents and purposes. It's considered to be our country, and they attacked the embassy. And the president ordered Air Force to respond. And they got him out. They drove him away. And then this guy was just walking through Baghdad airport like no big deal. And so Trump got the word that he could get him, got him with the drone attack that ended up not killing other innocent people and ended up taking this guy out. This is a guy who killed students. This is a guy who kills women. Under his leadership, he was well-connected and a very powerful sort in Iran and had connections to Hezbollah. So, I mean, this was a bad dude with a lot of American blood on his hands, and we don't have to worry about him right now.
So there are there's a mystery drone thing flighting around. What's the story with this mystery drone, Jennifer?
Yeah, this is weird. Okay, so we're starting the new year. We're looking around. Let's
drones.
Look up to the sky, right?
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
According to residents there, it's creepy, they say. Are they? Well, they don't know. They come in at night. There are drones, lots of them, flying in precise formations over Colorado and Nebraska in the prairie areas. A resident there, Missy Blackman, has a farm outside of Palisade, Nebraska. She said on a recent evening, she was so creeped out. She said there was one that was lingering right above her house. She has a lot of questions as to why, what they are, and nobody seems to have any answers. Since before Christmas, the sheriff's department in this region have been bombarded with reports of large drones with blinking lights, wingspans of up to 6 feet. These are big things, flying over rural towns and open fields. The drones have made people nervous. The residents are all upset, and there's a federal investigation into it. It even made international news. Now, it may be perfectly legal, but they're still unexplained. In terms of aircraft flying at night not being identified, this is the first time for me personally, said the sheriff of Perkins County, who's worked in law enforcement for 28 years and who saw the drones himself while on patrol this last Tuesday. He said he had heard rumblings about people wanting to shoot them down and had urged residents instead to report the sightings to law enforcement instead. He said, it's kind of a joke, but you have to remember that the part of the country we live in, people don't like their privacy to be invaded. They're ready to take these things down. The FAA proposed new regulations last week that would require most drones to be identifiable, but until that happens, nobody seems to know where these drones are coming from.
That's
not weird. That would creep me out. I'd want to shoot them down. How weird is that?
Yeah, yes.
Think it's the government who's doing it, or some kid in his basement? I mean, that's a lot of property to have 6 foot.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going to get that many of them? How's a kid going to do that? A Superior Court judge here in California named Kevin Enright has awarded $12 million to 22 Jane Does who apparently provided online videos to a porn company that lied to them. The judge said the Girls Do Porn website engaged in malice, oppression, and fraud by claiming the videos would never appear online. So, why would you do a video send it to? Huh?
Personal responsibility, come on.
But they got $12 million out of this site. But how do you, I don't know, I mean, I must be in the naive corner of the world here. Do any of your friends, Kara, ever?
I don't know where this question is going.
Well, I just, I
Have any of them sent nude videos to a porn website? Not that I know of.
But yeah, I don't understand. I'm with Jen on this one. If you were reached out to, if a porn website reaches out to you and asks for some kind of video, but says they're not going to put it online, what do you think they're asking?
What do you
think for?
And unless you trust the people with your nudes, what do you think just in life? I mean, they're going to show up somewhere. Video always, this stuff comes back to haunt people over and over and over again.
Yeah, my advice has always been to just don't do it. Just don't do it. Because it always comes back to bite you.
Well, I think sometimes people do it just as a lark. It's kind of fun, right? They don't think they're anything. Like, oh, okay, this would be fun. Let's just do that. And I don't know.
Like someone speaking from personal experience.
No.
Here's my rule. If you do it, cover your face.
Yeah. All right. That's a good idea. Police have arrested a man in Las Vegas seen on a doorbell camera video. Do you see this? This guy goes to the house and he kidnaps a woman. And then, but he doesn't realize that the doorbell camera is on. And so they grab the guy. I wonder, you know, sometimes we talk about all of the technology and whether there's too much of it or not. But in this circumstance, it's a good thing. Fellow identified the man.
Those Ring doorbells have helped a lot, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, he went to just grab somebody and take him and try to get a ransom for her. And so, but it's very obvious. It's pretty gruesome, brutal kind of stuff, and it's not the bill of fare, but I think the reason I'm bringing it up is because a lot of people debate, and I'm one of them, as to whether or not to have these sorts of things. You know, I'm kind of waking up to the modern world. Somebody said to me after I complained the other day on the air about my car being broken into here in Los Angeles, I'm just not used to that. I live in the country.
I don't
lock anything. And so here I do lock stuff. But somebody got into the car anyway, and it underscores a couple of things, crime and the homeless. And that's going to be one of, I'm sure, my themes through the entire winter that I'm here. Yesterday, driving around, Jennifer,
it's, I forget where I
was. It just is. And I heard one of the guys on KFI, and one of the guys, John and Ken, the afternoon program there, John was in a parking lot with his wife getting a bagel, and they were on their way to a bike ride in one of the parks, and they had their bikes in the back of the car, and this homeless guy comes along, and while they're in the car is running, he's trying to steal the bike off the back of the car.
I can't believe it's
so blatant.
When people are willing to poop on the street, I mean, give me a break. This is what LA's created here. It's really, really sad.
Yeah, it sure is. Your hidden power is a way for you to find out, to reach into your own spirit, to your own soul. It's a podcast that I do every week. Your Hidden Power. You want to find out whether Jesus had a wife or not, or somebody's thinking about that. Help yourself. Your Hidden Power at Your Hidden Power Show. That's where you find the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks.
He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary.
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you're concerned about your heart health, here's good news.
You can help yourself no matter what age you start implementing these beneficial lifestyle choices.
Mayo Clinic cardiologist Dr. Rekha Mankad says one of the most important choices is about how your meals are made. In short, fresh is best.
Preparing your own foods at home rather than buying packaged foods, rather than eating out. You know exactly how much salt you're adding to things. You know if you're cooking it in healthy oils.
Choosing unsaturated cooking oils can help reduce cholesterol. And so can increasing the amount of fruits, vegetables, and other high-fiber foods in your meals. Home cooking also gives you more power over the salt in your diet.
The biggest link for salt is high blood pressure, and high blood pressure leads to heart disease.
Shake out less salt, serve up leaner meats, spoon on more fiber, and you'll be sitting down to a meal that can boost your heart health. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, those of you who know me know I talk a lot about going to the movies. I love going to the movies. I think it's fun. I don't watch much television. I try to maybe take in a show on average. When I'm in Framingham, I take in a show a day, maybe. But I also like to go to the movies. There's something about it. It relaxes me. It relaxes my soul. Most of the time, I saw a couple of really bad movies. That movie with Adam Sandler. I'm a fan of Adam Sandler's, but that movie, Uncut Gems, is the biggest, most horrible piece of trash I think I've ever seen, and that says something. But there's a movie that Brendan, my son and I went to the movie yesterday afternoon, and he gets tips from his pals on what to see and what is going to make it. And so there's a new movie that Michael B. Jordan produced with Jamie Foxx called Just Mercy. And it really
is. He produced it? He's so young. Good for him.
Yeah, 32 years old. It's the story. It's a fabulous story. It'll irritate you, the story about what goes on. But it's an absolutely true story about a fellow that went to Harvard and then decided to open up a law practice that dealt just with saving people, black people, who are on death row in Alabama. That was it. And that was the story. And it is incredibly indictful of what goes on there still to a certain extent. But this was a story that was created around something in the 70s and 80s. But it's a very powerful, very well-done story. And I think that he shines in it, frankly. He was the bad guy in the Big Panther movie, right? And he's been he was the boxer in the two Creed movies. But he's established himself. And
he was in my soap opera. It all started on All My Children.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh. Brie Larson is in it, too. I'd never paid much attention to her before. She sort of rounds out the cast well. But it's something, if it gets to where you are soon, you might want to see it. Just Mercy, it's called. 10 before the hour, DJB time.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time for us to examine what's going on in the world of automobiles with expert Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com. That's his website, ourautoexpert.com. Nick is one of the foremost experts in what's going on in the automotive world, and he still hasn't shaved his beard. I'm amazed at that. I shaved your beard. All right. So you're at the Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. So the San Diego Auto Show is this weekend, and there are new, you go to all these auto shows, what's different about each one, or are they all the same?
I mean, it depends where you fall in the year. San Diego is different because it's sunny and it's warm,
yes,
which
very
is
nice.
More than I think. There's car driving. A lot of car driving takes place here, so you can go and see a lot of the vehicles on the floor of the show, and then you can go outside the show. You can actually test drive them around San Diego. So they have a lot of test drive stations around the show. Plus, there's usually a good selection of exotic and expensive cars because San Diego attracts a lot of people who happen to have cash in their wallet. And so they like to drive Bentleys and Rolls Royces, Lamborghinis, McLarens. They're all here.
Yep. I wonder how many of them bought the Mustang Mach-E. If they put the, you told me about this last month, and doggone, I went to my Ford dealer. I know the guy that runs the Ford, my local Ford dealership, and I went to see him one day, and he wasn't there because I was going to give him $500 to put down. After you told me that you put money down for two of them, I think you said to me.
Yeah.
And so now they're not taking orders anymore because they're all sold out, right? So I can't. I'm out of luck.
Well, first of all, it's just the upper trim levels for the new, the sort of the first edition ones. So, you know, if you want one after the first edition ones, I think you'll be okay. So it's the first edition one that comes out first, obviously, and it will come out sometime later this year. That one is all sold out. I did actually happen to run into people at the show yesterday who have ordered one. So I interact two different couples. So it seems to be quite a popular thing, this new Mustang. Although there are some angry people from the Mustang Club because this is electric. This is a car. This is not a car. It's an SUV. It's a four-door. And so, of course, the grumpy old men in our midst go, this is not a real Mustang. You're ruining the brand. This sort of thing. Stop progress. Break the machines.
How do you put a glass pack on an electric engine? That's what I want to know.
It sounds challenging, doesn't it? But it also makes a whole bunch of new, interesting things you can do with the Mustang, right? Is there a way you can soup up it up? Can you make it sound better?
Yeah. Is it really, though, can you, under the circumstances, if you buy, is the value, you told me I didn't really want to own it. I wanted to resell it because you said there'd be a profit immediately. Buy it for 45 and sell it for 60 maybe, or who knows what. But that's really kind of what I wanted to do with it.
There we are. They've sold out of their first edition, so now no longer will they take any orders for the first edition. So if you got in to order that very first one, then you have a limited number, and at some point you should be able to go out and resell it. I mean, it's a $60,000 investment. You only have to put $500 down. It was it was refundable, 100% refundable if you change your mind. So my plan is, I went out to try and find one. I found a car dealer. I said, you're interested in this? He said, yeah, you'll need to obviously put it in your name when you first get it, and then I'll take it off you and give you more than you paid for. I went, Christmas, Nick.
Thank you. Yep. Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Well, thank you very much. We'll see how that happens. The folks in the new, what is the new Chrysler company that has Renault and all these others? What's it called? FCA?
FCA is the Fiat Chrysler Motors. So those are the current one. They haven't announced what the name will be when they join with Peugeot and Citroën. I hope it's not Fiat Chrysler Peugeot Citroën, because that'll be way too difficult. There'll be a lot of expensive signage to be put on buildings and stuff. But yes, they are now part of they have agreed to be part of the same company. I don't think it's actually gone through yet.
So I'm going to guess that you're going to the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, next week.
Yep.
They're going to showcase some new electric vehicles from Jeep. Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But the Jeep has actually had a mild hybrid in the 2-liter version of the vehicle. And what this does is it stops the gas engine having to work so hard. So when you start off and you move off up to sort of 6 miles an hour, the electric engine sends you off. And what it does is save a massive amount of gas. And it's still a Jeep. It can still do all the things it wants to do. But when it's standing still and when it goes, that's when you use the most gas, from standing still to moving. And this has helped reduce that. Now they're doing the plug-in hybrid. They have a great Pacifica minivan, which has done extremely well for them over at the FCA company, and so now they're going to go for the same sort of thing, the plug-in hybrid in their Jeep. Listen, they're going for the diesels, they've got the gas, they've got everyone else. A win for them.
Well, I guess it is. And pay more attention to what's going on with the Jeeps, that seems for sure. Have a good time at CES. Talk to you next week. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.